Hi, it's Todd. All right, I'll rip through this real quick. So our guests are Kyle Dunnigan and Sarah Silverman. It was a fun show. Next week, our guests are Norm MacDonald and Rory Scovel. It's going to be fun. So there's a point during the show, I just thought it would help you know, that we had two people sitting in, Shannon and Sean, and all of a sudden we played Hava Nagila, and they started dancing all over the place. And it was really fun. They were up on the table, they were up on the chairs. It was just a fun energy in the room. But obviously, when you're not there, so I just wanted you to know what was happening. We shortened it, because it was like 3 minutes there, but we shortened it down to like 30 seconds. But you'll know what's happening. You'll be able to picture it. And then we'll put some pictures of it up, so you'll be able to see it. And then at the end of the show, get some ice cream, because we had a little ice cream treat. And then Lynn did a live version. He did it to some pre-recorded music. He sang a little Winter Wonderland. And all of a sudden, he pulled out a little horn. We didn't even know he had it, and he started wailing away on the horn, which I love horns, so it was fun. You'll know that that's actually him when you hear it now. So it was just it was a fun night. Get your ice cream ready. Enjoy the song with us, eat the ice cream with us, and have fun. Okay, everybody, bye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Oh, yes. Here we go. It's a cold opening. That means we're going to play the theme later when our guests get here. Sarah Silverman and also the very funny Kyle Dunnigan. It's going to be a fun show. What's going on over there?
You can hear the fire crackling.
Oh, yeah. We have a fire because I thought it looked nice. But, Chris, if we can't get rid
he
of the noise.
He can't hear it. I can hear it.
Well, Chris has got shit in his ears.
He does.
And I've had it!
And,
All right, the fire is off.
There
the fire's off. Oh, there you go. Should we start over or not?
No,
it's the same thing every week.
I like it. Let's
Thank you.
It
Katie knows. So here's who we have here today. We have the guy who does all the... By the way, let me say this. Why should I go 30 seconds without prefacing? I'm by myself today. I mean, I have the crew, but there's not like Daniel Kino is in here, Bobby Miyamoto. Just me until our guests come. I just wanted to try it, you know, just try it by myself. How am I doing so far? But my friend Lynn is here, and I've known Lynn forever, and he does all the jingles.
He's here, the jingle guy.
I'm here.
Hi, Lynn.
Hey, Toddy.
Now, to set the stage, we should take a picture. There's a stage over there, and there's a red curtain, and then there's an organ and drums and guitar, and then Lynn is over there. So you can just picture we're in a room, and then Lynn is like the conductor tonight. And Lynn does all the jingles, which I love, and it's so... play the jingle, the one we played over and over again last week.
Which one?
You know which one. I can't get no.
Oh, yeah.
And,
I can't get enough of Todd Kyle.
So Lynn sends it to me, and I'm on the treadmill. This is going to be my new phrase. Did I talk about this last week?
I don't think you did.
And I was listening to that song on the treadmill. Put the camera down. You can only do one thing. I don't like it moving. I don't like any moving while I'm doing this. I get nervous. Sean looks like he might try to pull a funny stunt over there. Is everything good? All right. I don't like this opening. I never do.
I think it's gold.
So I was listening. Play that song again. I'm listening on the treadmill.
I can't get enough of time.
And I thought...
And I can see you just going... Mm,
if somebody heard... I only listened to it four times. Six. And then I thought if somebody heard me, like if somebody next to me goes... Like even if they knew my name was Todd Glass, they would go... You know what's good about this? Nobody would believe them. They go, you know, I was at the gym today, and I was. You're not going to think I'm telling the truth. Todd Glass was working out next to me. You know what he fucking works out to?
I can't get enough.
So anyway, so last night Lynn sends me some jingles, which oh god, they're good. One for Kyle, one for Sarah, and the second one I was in the middle of doing something else, and I go, I love it. It's great. He goes, oh, you don't like them anymore. I'm like, no. I fucking love them.
Yeah, I get worried that you're getting tired of them.
No. Lynn, I don't know what jingles. I think in another life, jingles used to suck my dick. Because that's how much I love them. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Oh, nasty Dan right, was the meanest
don't waste that. Fade that out. We're not really taking a break. All right, let me rip through some stuff before our guests get here today. All right, I'm already hot. Can you turn the air conditioning down, please? All right. Hi, everybody. Hi, that was a weird opening, but you know what? We're here. Can I tell you something? I have product in my hair. You think these other fucking jack-off podcasts put product in their hair? these other jack. You know, I always worry if there's someone listening new and they think, does this guy really, like, they don't understand the comedic, like, these other jack-offs, like, I really have that much anger. You think these other fucking pieces of shit, these other podcasts are put, you know, you do 14 other podcasts, Katie. Do they put product in their
None
hair?
None of them. Not a
That's
one.
Right. By the way, I've never used the word product in my hair again, except my friend used it, Bobby Miyamoto, today. He goes, you put product in your hair when you do that podcast?
That's super old school.
Hey, wasn't Bobby in a movie?
No. What movie?
I thought he was in that movie.
Lynn, put your wig on later. Okay, hold on, hold on. Let me just go. Let me knock it out of context here. Get everybody, hold on. So there's product in my hair, is what I wanted to say. And then oh Jesus, this is some. I shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. The guy who Dave, you said you might. David Spade, everybody. We can give a round of applause.
Hey. Oh, you got a crowd here.
Yeah.
Does this thing,
yeah, it's
can
on.
You hear me?
Yeah, do you want to put those headphones on?
No, it just looks chintzy.
Today at breakfast, you said you might stop by, but I figure, you know what you do to me when I when you know I'm not, which, by the way, I learned from you. I love it. It makes people do things. Like, you know, sometimes you'll say, hey, Todd, so do you want to go to lunch tomorrow? And I'll go, yeah. And you go, oh, so definitely not.
Yeah, yeah. I go, so, there's a big concert coming up. Do you want to go? You go, I think I can. I go, so definitely that's a no. You're not going for sure, so we're not going to go.
People hate that when they're really not going to go because they can't say, shut the fuck up, I'm going to go. So if someone, I do it to my friends now, they go, oh, we're going to go to lunch tomorrow. You want to go? You want to go to the movie? I ask them. They go, yeah. I'll go, okay, so definitely not. They go, why are you saying that? I go, okay, so you're absolutely positively not going to go. And they know that that's true, so they can't really argue it.
Well, it started from a maybes and no. So when you ask a girl out or... Just over my 32 years, I've realized that a maybe is a no. No one's ever been like, you want to go to the movies with me? Yeah, maybe. They never go, for sure. They, right. It's just it's a halfway let you down, and then you can drop you all the way to the ground.
Yeah, you can't just say, people go, just say no, but that
they go, I
work.
Told you I couldn't, and you go, you said maybe. They're like, well.
Well, Dave, I have such a big show tonight. Is there anything, what did you come by? You want to plug something?
No, I just took the night off, and I canceled a gig, and I said I want to come hang out and do the show.
Oh, here's the thing. I have a full show.
No.
But that is so cool that you stopped by, but thank you.
Well, I have a funny story about Brad and Angelina. I saw him last night.
First of all, let me not seem like I'm being a dick. You know, no one thinks, how hard do I laugh when we're hanging out?
You think I'm
but
funny.
But we just have a full show. But that is like the coolest thing that you just stopped by because he knows that it's our sort of Christmas season and we just started the podcast. Yeah. So thank you so much.
Do you want the short version of Brad and Angelina?
I got to say goodbye. I do have to say goodbye. I'm sorry.
All right. Quickly, though, I saw two A-list celebrities having sex last night.
I know you tweeted about it.
Yeah.
That was funny.
I want to tell you the quick story about that,
you know,
because
what?
You know who they are.
Can I book you? Can you come by another time and I'll book you on the show as a guest?
And you want me to save that story?
Save that story when you do a whole show. But thank you for stopping by.
Would your audience want to hear? Do you have callers? Does people call in or is that
Well, I feel like...
Oh, it's not really a radio show. It's like a Radio Shack. It's just,
hello?
If people can see... I don't know what he says. It's like a card table with a few poker chips
Hello?
On it because they didn't bother.
Hello?
Oh, there's a caller. Hi.
Yes, this is David.
Yeah.
Hi, David. I used to go to high school with you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a fucking dick. I'll say it for you, caller. I know where you're going with it.
Why would you? Oh, no. You thought I was. I thought you were saying it to the caller.
No.
Like, it would be that
I know
mean.
He's going to hate me.
All right. Anyway, you know what? I don't do anything well. The bit was going to be that you were going to stop by.
It's good. We did it.
Yeah, we did it.
Now
so,
I'm going.
But so now. But
where's
but you,
Sarah? I just wanted to meet her.
She was. You were. You
oh,
were.
She said she might come by.
Do me a few things.
David.
Here was going to be the bit. Dave was going to stop by. I said it'll take you 2 minutes. So and then I'll just act like, you know, hey, I got to see you next week. But you know what? I didn't do that bit. Just do two things for me, and then because you're on. Where are you going tonight to see Sting?
Yeah.
I'm do the bit where my calendar's completely empty.
I like that I accidentally have a cool thing to do.
But
I'm going with Kevin, and it's like so date-ish. I forgot that it just sounded like a contest. I'll bring one of my buddies.
Hello?
But hello?
Yeah, hi, how you doing? I love your shit.
Yeah.
You fucking prick.
what?
Howard Stern.
All right.
Oh, hey,
people
you
do that all the
plug
time.
In.
We do the thing where, yeah, you're off to see Sting. What if you stop by every podcast tonight? Yeah, I'm off to Sting.
That's the only reason I'm here is to tell you that. Because I want you to think it's cool.
Do the thing real quick.
Sting's a little fruity.
How many songs do you think he'll...
When he goes, I dreamed a song, yeah, yeah. Am I going to gaze over at Kevin and put my hand on top of his?
Oh, you're going with Kevin Farley?
Yeah, that's why it's stupid. I should be going with a date. I didn't really think it
through. You know what? It's fun. You'll have fun.
No.
Yeah, do you two hold hands?
We don't, and we said we'll pick three songs that feel like they right. should.
Here's what I want you to do.
Don't ever take me into a bit. I don't know what's going on, I gave you 19 scripted pieces we could do.
Hey, Bob.
Don't drift me into an area with no punchlines.
Right. No, you're right.
What is he, picking up a paper like, now Dave will be at the Laugh Factory in Austin.
Our next
Are you wrapping
act.
Me up? Yeah, okay.
No. I wanted you to do the bit real quick, that's it. Then I'll let you go. This is the way my show works. I let guests go. Like, I'm aware. Like, you know, this has to be quick. I'm going to let you go.
I understand.
Okay, do the bit where one time 10 years ago, Dave offered me work, and I already had work. So I was honest. I said, look, I have a job. If you want me to do it, can you pay me what the other job was going to pay me? And you did. And then ever since then, here's his impersonation of me. Like,
I go, Todd, I got a gig. Do you want to do it in August? And you go, and it's December. And he goes, August. I think I got the laugh. But then there was that corporate. Hang on, let me look. And he kind of shields it. And he goes to his papers.
So
you
see
a calendar. A fucking silverfish runs out. There's nothing in there. You know, it's just like, he's like, and they're all stuck together at the end because the plastic's not off yet. And he goes, that whole week. I've got a corporate for three times that. If you could match it, I could maybe do it, but I can't just throw this shit away, dude.
And then you
get it, and you understand. I go, what do I say?
And then you go, actually, it's in December. It's like
not August, July. And you go, hey, July, but worse. quadruple what you're paying.
And then you go, here's what you used to go, okay, let me figure out. I get $2,500 for that. Ba-ba-ba. I had the 500, 600, 700. I'll do it. I'm going to lose money. But you know what? You've done me enough favors.
You know what? If you double it, I'm still going to lose money. But we're friends. And then I creak it open. And it just says, stare at hair for 2 hours that day and whack off. And I go, Todd.
All right. Well, enjoy Sting.
I got to run.
Well, you had to be driving straight by here for you
Hang
to
on.
Stop in.
2 seconds.
Dave, that's you.
That's a Nokia. Not... Hang on. Hello?
No, Dave, that's you.
Hang on. Oh. Dude, we're on the way. Don't go on yet. I said I was doing some shit. You don't need to know what I'm doing.
Well, you guys are really close.
Push the good shit till the end. Bye.
Oh, my God, I didn't know you knew him that well.
Oh, I feel stupid. That was Sting.
Oh. Oh, I didn't realize you guys knew each other.
Why do you think I'm going?
All right, as you walk out, who was the guy you got us backstage, and he was in his pajamas 5 minutes before he had to go on stage?
Bob Seger.
Yes.
Is that true? You remember that?
Yes. Bye, Dave.
It was, why did I bring you?
You know, I feel like you legitimized the show stopping by. It's like old days when the performer would come in from down the street. Hey, I happen to be in Studio B.
The worst part is Sting's in the car. You just wait. Oh, my God.
Oh, you should have. I didn't know. I really didn't know you knew him that well.
I knew you knew. All right, God. Tell Sarah I said hi.
All right. All right, Jesus.
Well, that was nice.
Leave me the fuck alone. I told him today I have a book show, and he shows up.
That's kind of weird.
That's wrong, don't you think?
It's a little bit wrong, but...
All right, this bit's over. Okay, so what time is it? That was fun. 6:44. Okay, so here's the deal. I don't tweet a lot. A lot of people tell me, we're going to rip through this. This is fun. I like to recap everything. David Spade came by. That was nice. And then I'm doing something else now because that ended. All righty. How you doing over there? Also, Teresa is here, and that is Lynn's wife, who I've known a long time. And then Sean is here watching the show. And then also Shannon is here. I like to introduce everyone, make them feel good. By the way, I'm going to tease this later. I'm going to ask Sarah Silverman and everybody in the room which way they like this. I don't like soda cans on the table for Thanksgiving. Later, we're going to talk about it just quickly because me and Teresa have a lot in common as far as that stuff goes. Teresa, is it something you like or you don't mind? You can yell real loud. We'll hear you.
Yeah, no soda cans.
Right.
No.
And let me ask you a question. You know what? We'll talk about it later because I want everyone to weigh in. But I'm glad you said no soda cans. Someone the other day goes, what do you mean no soda cans? They didn't even concept. Like, I go, soda cans. I could be at my... We'll talk about it later.
What about beer cans?
No. Nothing.
No cans.
Nothing. No cans. No. My mom... I'll be with my mom, And my mom's like, she gets it. She has a, you know, a cool home. She gets it. I'll nice table. We'll set it. She'll take her and her husband to Turkey Hill. It's like a big chug-a-lug, a fucking chug-a-lug of iced tea, like in a big thing with a handle, like a fucking, she'll boom right down on the table. I'm like, hey, let me fill your glass up for you and put that away. Anyway, people are sending in their grilled cheese pictures. I love them. Some people really go nice. Tablecloth.
Todd at Nerdist.com.
There you go. I got nervous there. And then also, Teresa. Oh, I already asked her. And then the grilled cheese. Hey, also could be cereal. Sit down and give cereal the respect it deserves. Just because cereal is affordable doesn't mean it's not lobster. Set the table, candles, nice silverware, and then eat some cereal and then take a picture and send it. Could be cereal, okay? Mm. Someone told me. Now, I'm just ripping through the stuff here. Oh, there's posters. I emailed you a poster today. You're going to get it and put it on the website. Or wherever you're going to explain it. I'm going to say it, and then you'll re-explain it. So I have these posters, and they say, hey, stupid, go download the Todd Glass Show. So people can pull them up. That'll be the form poster. And then put them up and send us pictures.
Oh, okay. I'll put it on Facebook.
Yeah, but use our poster. That way it'll be a standard poster. And then you can go to Kinko's and make a lot of copies for, like, the big ones. What's two 8x10s put together, that size? What's that, 17 by 11?
I don't know. I'm going to go 16 by 20.
Whatever it is. They're like 3 cents each. You can make a pretty big poster.
So we're starting like a street team.
I mean, I'm not a math wizard or anything, but I'm going to go with that.
Well, you're pretty smart. You're pretty good.
I'm pretty smart.
You said it right.
Like
we're
a street team.
A street team. I like the way you say it, Katie.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to tip you tonight. Merrill, I told you not to listen to the show. You cannot spot listen to my show. All my family, they spot listen to the show. I go, you got to listen to the whole show. You can't just turn on one point. Like, what if you turn on this point? You're like, this is what he fucking does? It gets going. So the posters. So, and then put up posters. I want to drive around L.A. and, you know, and see noticeable amount of posters all over. Put them everywhere. I don't give a shit. Look at this guy walking by. I like to watch the people walk by. In the studio, we're overlooking a car like Jaguars and Testarossas, and you see people walk by looking at them. And I don't know anything about their financial income, but every night it makes me laugh to go, what the fuck's this guy looking at? He can't afford this. The fuck are you looking at? And I watch them they don't know we can see them looking in because the way the lighting is here. There's a guy right out there with a hat and his big stomach sticking out. Really?
It's like being in New York. In the Rockefeller Square and NBC and all the people are outside.
And just watching people.
Yeah.
I like being warm, watching people that are cold. Is that wrong? Not if they're homeless. Not if they're, you know what I mean. Like, in New York City, I don't mind the hustle and the bustle. I sleep good because there's nothing, like if you hear trucks outside and noise and people jackhammering, there's something nice about taking the blanket and just scrunching up with it and go, they're all working, but you don't have to. Like right now, you're just relaxing. Especially if I hear someone getting murdered. Oh, I sleep like a baby. I got people really cracking up here today. And I heard a great Rodney story this weekend. Somebody, I was with Jim Gaffigan in Las Vegas, and somebody there was his security guard. And at first, I think he was shy to tell us any stories. But once I went, oh, my God, no, he goes, just give me a good one I don't know yet. Because a lot of the Rodney stories, everybody, you know, like some of the famous ones. He goes, and they're always very simple. They're subtle, but I fucking love them. He was gambling, and a couple goes, Rodney, look, we just got engaged. What do you think? He goes, oh, you both could have done better. That is just great because you don't know if that's an insult or it's saying you're both not great looking, I think is what it's saying. You both could have done better. All right. And then, I feel like the news now when you go into something that's a little, well, it's a lot sad. But Patrice O'Neill died today, and it is, he died on Tuesday. But you know what? I think a lot of people say this. I didn't know him great. I certainly knew him. Yeah. But the reason I wanted to say something is because I know sometimes, I have to over-preface this. It's not that I think I'm a great comedian. I'm always growing. I do really respect comedy. That's why I always like Jerry Seinfeld, because I feel guys like that really respect the art of comedy. It doesn't mean I think I'm great. It means I want to grow to be great, and I'll work at the craft because I respect the craft. So some comedians that you're like, and this goes back to a compliment for Patrice. He really respected comedy. So I it was sad to hear that. It always is sad to hear that type of stuff. All right, so there. I wanted to say that, and maybe in post we'll put a nice song in, like something that would dedicate to Patrice. All right. And we won't do it now, but Katie's marking it. We'll go into it. Here's this song to him. All right. Okay. So, all right. So now they're if we do that, we might not do that. They might not hear any song. You know how they know they're not going to hear a song? Because they're hearing me talk still. All right. So we did that. We got, you know what I want to do over Christmas? I thought it would be fun. Not fun. Well, yeah, fun. Yeah, it would be fun. You can help people and it still can be fun. Get a lot of the listeners and go down and feed the homeless. One year I tried to do it and we got they made us leave. I guess there's rules you have to follow.
I think you have to tell them ahead of time that you're coming.
That's ridiculous. No, it is not. I get it. I don't understand why, but I don't want to be one of those people. That's fucking ridiculous. Who knows? Maybe there's a reason that people were well-intended, but there's a reason you have to do it through an organization. I get it. So this time, you know what we'll do? We did this once before. We got a food truck, and we told the guy what we were doing. It happened that he was a really nice guy, and we went down there just with a food truck, and we just...
Fed the homeless?
We fed them, and so it was all... The guy did it for cost. He was real nice. He goes, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll just do it for cost. He goes, because then I'll be part of it. I'm like, yeah. What if I was that? I go, no, I don't want you to be part of it. We'll pay. I want to take all the credit. So we did that. So there's all that, and then... what else? It's like I feel like I have a lot to talk about, but it's, you know, it's stuff I want to wait till our guests get here. We could always take a break. Did you hear this song? Why do I love the play the cup song? Why can't I think of? Did you hear this yet, Lynn?
No, I haven't heard it.
It's a song. You know those red cups? Has anyone heard this?
No.
Oh, play the cup song. Oh, you guys can't hear
like
it.
Like those red cups you put beer in?
Yeah. Go ahead. You know this is going to be fun at parties. I know. Some people could go, Todd, you like this?
Now,
yeah, I do.
This solo cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass.
We'll get to the chorus.
Hey, red solo cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kissed my ass.
Now, here's the part
red
I like.
Solo cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party.
Have why do I like
party. Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
I love you, Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party.
That seems like at a party, everyone
proceed
would have fun, right? Red Solo Cup.
Now, I really love
all right, fade it out.
Doesn't that sound like something you'd hear at a dueling piano bar?
Yes. I still do love those. I just got... I think I OD'd on them. But remember, Lynn, the days where me and Lynn, to give you a little backup, you know, Lynn does all the jingles for the show, and he does a ton of other stuff for the show, like when I need music or like little happy holidays. Hey, did we ever, I never gave you that, did I?
What?
Oh, the thing. That's all right. Oh, shit.
That
you know what? Hold
more.
On. We'll do it on the air. It's all good. It's all good. Everything's fine. Don't get nervous. Hold on. Lynn made me this last night.
Happy holidays from the Todd Glass Show.
I like that. Here's me last night. Oh, my God. No one's around. Here's me. I'm admitting it. But
happy holidays from the Todd Glass Show.
Meanwhile, Lynn's at his house going, this is the truth, by the way. On to George Carlin. You're, you know, because I was busy. And I get it. You're like, we're all like, oh, you want me to like him? I love him. Meanwhile, cut to me literally sitting in my house like this.
Happy holidays from the Todd Glass.
And then 2 minutes later, sitting on the toilet, I'm like, oh my God, let me hear this again.
Happy holidays from the Todd Glass Show.
I'm not even lying. To George Carlin. I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah.
It's pathetic and it's funny. That's why I'm admitting it. I need ratings. I'll tell embarrassing stories about myself. It fucking helps spike these goddamn ratings. That's my new style. And then me, literally later on the treadmill, 2 days later, I thought I was used to it by now. And then literally I'm on the treadmill. I'm like, what's this? Oh, let me listen to that again.
You just love stuff with your name in it.
No, it has nothing to do with that. Because wait to hear the jingles you made for our guest tonight. Kyle is going to shit in his pants and Sarah when they hear their jingles. So the cup song, I did that. Maybe we'll do it again later. Somebody sent in them singing Welcome to My World. Can you play that?
Yeah.
I don't know if this is good or bad. Sounds like me doing it.
Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in? Merry
miracles I gave.
Miracles?
Tell me the truth. Is that you?
No.
Still happen now and then.
I sent you one. That's not the one I did, right?
No, no. That one I played the fuck out of.
Step into my heart.
So I thought maybe I was drunk and that's the one I sent you.
No. We should play this whole song.
Leave your cares behind.
You like it, Teresa? Would you... If your husband
Welcome
sang this to you
while
he was having sex with you, would you care?
Filled with
All right,
you
enough.
Mine.
Play it again from the beginning. Maybe I didn't give it a chance. I think the first part sounds better. What if I was really serious? Hold on, the first
Welcome
part.
Welcome to my world.
Oh.
Oh.
Won't you? All right, turn it on. I think
Won't
I can do it.
You come on
Fade
in.
It out. I'm better than that.
I think you are.
Put it up there again. Somebody said, they go, Todd Glass, thanks to you, I have the song Welcome to My World stuck in my head. All right. I think I could sing.
Do you still do that in your live act?
The Welcome to My World song? I haven't. I'll tell you why off the air. It's a long story. I got sued. So I think we got all that out of the way. Keep sending. We're going to go through some emails next week. Next week, I don't want to say who our guest is because I don't, you know, a lot of times people fall out. So, we're going to take a break now until our guests get here. But I think everything's great. Why do I feel like I'm going to miss you people? If I, you know what? We're taking a break, but we're going to stay on the air. I'll talk you through the break. Okay, how's that? Okay, Katie's
really.
Yeah, like we're taking a break, so technically you could leave. But if there's maybe there's someone going, well, I got nowhere to go.
They can go to the bathroom if they have to pee.
Yeah, if you have to go to the pee. But if you're still listening, then I'll just it's not. It's like it's going to be. Just, me talking like everything's going to be fine.
We'll do the orchestra song for them.
When I met Lynn, I'll tell this story and then we'll take a break. When I met Lynn, I used to go to this place that was called Crackers. And then me and Lynn also did some shows at the Improv later in the years. We did a show called Juvenile Jungle at the Improvs. But when I met him, I didn't know him. There was a place called Crackers in Orange County, and it was the silliest, the best place in the world. I can't even explain it, but there was a stage. People would come eat dinner, and then there were all these chairs and tables around the stage, and it was a very campy. It was a lot of campy stuff, but my perception was that the guys in the show knew it. Like, it was just vaudeville times 100.
Yeah.
But yet, and Lynn, you're going to think I'm just saying this because you're here, but yet, there were talented people. Like, when they went to sing, you're like, fuck, this guy can sing. This girl can belt out a song. And then it was just the weirdest. Sometimes it was just a great song, Lean on Me, and then your waiter would start singing, or, but there was definitely a cast. Sometimes Lynn was obviously in the cast, and then sometimes the waiters or bartenders were able to join in for one thing.
And then a midget would walk through.
Yeah, like all
I mean,
of a sudden,
little person, sorry.
Yeah, all of a sudden a little person would walk through. No, I like that you corrected yourself. We've talked about this before when people go, what? I can't be stupid the rest of my life? What? The best one I ever heard was, and I'm not joking, and I'm going to talk about this for the rest of my life. Somebody goes, well, you shouldn't use the word retarded. We've talked about that before. But I heard somebody go, and they're serious. Well, you would do. And I do the dumb voice because what other voice can you do when ignorance is coming out of someone's mouth? Give them an English accent? Do they deserve that? Oh, well, why would you? Retarded people, I don't think they care because they're retarded. They don't know you're saying it. No, see, it sounds better like this. Duh, retarded. Someone said that. They go, well, they don't know. Yeah. Well, first of all, it's still in spirit, it's a negative thing. And what about their parents, fuckface? Now go die. All right. So there's that. So they used to do this song, and it was like, and I would bring people, and if they didn't get silly, I get mad when people don't get silly. Like, get silly. You know what I mean? Like, let your guard down. So, they would do this thing where they would go, they would divide the audience up. How would it go, Lynn? I am a fine musician. I practice every day. And if you ask me nicely, the piano I shall play. And then the.
Bling, 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 bling,
bling, bling, bling, bling, bling, bling, bling, bling, bling, bling, bling, bling, bling, bling, bling, bling, bling, bling, bling. And then I am a fine musician. I practice every day. Play the tuba. Ooh-ba-ba, ooh-ba-ba. And then your section would be a tuba. Your section would be the piano. And if I brought people and they didn't do it, I was like, come on, do it! Do it! God damn it, they're not doing it. What the fuck? Why did you bring them? They're not even doing it. And then they go, hey, everybody, it's Uncle Eddie. And they go, everybody say hi to Uncle Eddie. And I would always go, hi, Uncle Eddie. Now, the people with us, I don't know them. Oh, Jesus.
And then you never brought them back.
Never. Oh, I would watch people like a hawk. My two fingers to their two eyes. You know that move right there? Two fingers on your eyes, and then you go to the other person. I would watch them. No, they're not getting invited back. They're not silly enough. I would tell people, do not. Anyway, this story just goes on and on. You know why I don't think this story? People know people in their life like this. They, you know, they meet people. They can't be silly. So anyway, that's like, I'll tell you this, and then we'll take a break. This weekend, I had a thought. I say I don't like to dance. But I figured out something. And now there's two parts to the story. One, in context, this all makes sense. But there was a table next to us. And when I got to one part of the story, they didn't hear what led up to it. Because in context, you understand what I mean by dance. Like dance, if you're just at a wedding or if you're at your house and you're playing music. I say I don't like dancing. But I realized something. It's not true. Because a little while back at my house, I had a party. And out of nowhere, sounds pathetic. But I have the PA system set up and we play music through it. And I have a mic. I said, all right, it's time to silly dance. And I was like, these are the rules. You have to silly dance. If anyone here tries to dance good or hip or cool, you can fucking leave. And it gave everybody the excuse to dance silly, including me. Because the rules were, even if it was a silly thing and I made the game up, it let everyone. And I realized I fucking had fun. So I'm telling the story over the weekend and the table next to me, and I hear, so I don't want to, you know, they hear this volume. And then I go, no, so I realize, you know, I want to dance. I do want to dance. And people at the table next to us were thinking like, oh my God, the guy's having a crisis in his life. Like, it looks like, I want to dance. I don't want to dance like professionally. That's what they thought.
Want to dance. Gotta dance.
Like, oh, they're at the next table. Oh my God, that guy wants to dance. Look at him. God bless him. He figured it out late in life. So anyway, and then this, and then me and Lynn, we've known each other. How many years, Lynn? I would say since 90 or 89?
Since about, 88.
And we never got into really any fights. We got into one fight because we were on the road together, and look at Teresa.
I was trying to respect cereal.
And you, but you left your dish in the sink.
Yeah.
And I came back. I had to leave for the day. I came back because back then we stayed in a condo.
Right.
Me, Mike, McCaleb, and you. And that's it. When the comedy clubs, when you're at the point in your career where you're not staying in a hotel yet. So they have a house and they buy things from like all shit. They search and search for stained, crappy things and they fill the house with them. And I came back and there were some bowls in the sink. I think it was more than a bowl or two. I don't think I was. I mean, I'm crazy. But then we got into a fight. It was the only fight. And then right before the show, we were like, we couldn't stay angry. We were like, oh, God. That's
I
when
think
I.
I think we hugged.
Yeah, we did. That's when I drank. We both drank.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, I would come backstage with like a tray of shots.
Kamikazes.
Literally like eight of them.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
I would
fun.
Drink one, go on stage, come back, and the rest of them were gone.
We did a good show, though. That type of...
Always.
That is true.
That is a true story.
I forgot about
that. Did happen once.
Well, I knew you wouldn't drink them. You didn't drink. You know.
I still don't drink much.
Well, anyway, who cares? You know,
my wife's here. Be careful.
Yeah. So anyway, all right, so there's that. Now we're going to... Oh, it's 7:04. Okay. How's everybody? How are you doing? I'm the only one that cares about it. You think these other... If I... You know what? I don't even want to start a fight. But you know, we've been to these podcast parties when they talk about the listeners.
Oh,
you've heard the shit they say.
Yeah.
Chris Hardwick is the only one...
Podcast parties.
Chris Hardwick respects his listeners.
Yeah.
But these other guys?
None of them.
Me and
all
Chris,
of the Nerdist shows respect their listeners.
Yeah,
so
I never
they
even
should go
thought
and
about.
Listen to all the Nerdist shows.
You know what? I never even thought about it that way. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's like, because now I think
it's
about
so
it.
Weird.
Everybody at the Nerdist were like, no, this is why we do it. The other podcast, fuck them, man. I'm in it for the buck. I should name names. And one day I will. I'm not going to fucking keep the silence.
One day you'll write a book.
One day. I could never write a book. I hear about everyone's writing a book. I could never. I don't know if I have anything. I mean, I have a lot to say, but not for a book.
Just keep recording everything you ever say and then put it in a book.
That's a good
idea.
Do
an audio book and put it
like
on
it.
Audible.
All right. So,
Audible.com makes it easy to stay well informed and catch up on your reading simply by listening.
What's this? Don't play that again.
Audible.com makes it easy to stay well informed.
Don't play it again.
Audible.com makes it easy to...
Don't play it again.
Audible.com. Audible.com makes it easy to stay well informed and catch up on your reading.
Okay, don't play that again.
Audible.com makes it easy to stay well informed.
It looks like we're getting paid and we're not. It looks like we're getting
paid. Audible.com.
All right.
Audible.com.
Is that audible.com?
Why, you heard of them?
Yeah, it makes it easy to keep up on your reading.
It does.
Audible.com.
Here's what we're going
to
do.
Easy to stay well informed.
That's our safe word.
Audible.com.
You never break the safe word. All right, everybody. We're going to have so much fun tonight. I'm glad you're with us. Just let's go get a hot washcloth. Go get a hot washcloth and put it on your face, and let's be together. We're together. This is going to be magical tonight, and we're going to have a good time. I met some nice people. All right, I got to stop. No. I did meet somebody nice after the show. I opened for Jim Gaffigan.
Makes it easy.
I like to say he closes for me. That's my joke. The audience think it's funny. Hey, I want to thank Jim for closing the show out tonight. I think it might be cheesy amongst comedians. I don't know if my peers would think that was that funny. But anyway, let's keep that a secret. You bleep that the fuck out. I just want to hear people here. Boop. All right, so I met this person after the show. They were very nice. They listened to the podcast. I wanted to give him a shout out. He ran all the way down from the back of the theater, and he was very nice. He said he masturbates to your voice. Chris.
Me?
No, Chris.
Oh, God, you look to me.
No, it was you, but then I switched it to Chris. No, he didn't say that at all. Poor guy's listening going, I didn't say that.
Yeah, does he have a name, or you're shouting out just to the guy?
I don't remember his name. He didn't even, you know, he said it quickly, but thanks, Lynn.
No, I just wanted to see. You know, hey, can I interrupt for a second?
Yeah.
You know, I've said this to you off the air, but you're really good at this.
Thank you.
Yeah, your voice sounds great.
Really?
Really good.
Oh, thank you. Put some echo in my voice. I think he'll love it even more.
Yeah, I think it's really
welcome
nice.
To my world.
Oh, yes.
Won't you come on in? Miracles, I guess. All right. Oh, we're going to take a break, and we will be back. Play something nice as we go to break. You have anything nice?
I do.
Go ahead, play it.
I'm coming home. I've done my time. Now I've got to know what isn't mine. If you receive a letter telling you I'd soon be free, then you'll know just what to do.
Shh. Oh my God, it's exciting already. Listen.
A very funny guy, Todd Glass.
Conan O'Brien. I do this every week. Is this bad?
The entertainer's entertainer, Todd Glass.
Oh my God,
everyone.
I'm sorry.
Comedy Central presents Todd Glass.
I want people to know I did one of those.
From the beautiful Las Cienegas Strip, high atop Black Horse Motors.
That's not it.
It's the Todd Glass Show.
He never gave it to you? It's all right. We're here. We're starting. Everything's nice. Let me tell you something. We already did a cold opening, and I rambled for a while. Everybody sit down, get comfortable. Shh. Sorry.
I don't want people to hear me chewing.
You know what? That's very respectful, because some people do eat right into the microphone, and it drives people crazy. So thank you. Okay, Kyle, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I've never...
New character.
I like it.
Guy who likes to be here.
We'll take a break. We'll take a break. We'll be right back, and then we'll introduce our other guests. We take a lot of breaks. We'll be right back.
Nasty Dan was the meanest.
That's
a
quick enough. And then Kyle is here. Kyle Dunnigan. And then Sarah Silverman is here.
Should we go to a break?
Should we?
We'll be right back.
Hold on. I want Lynn that does all the jingles. He's over there. We made you two special jingles. We really put a lot
really?
Into these. Yes. Now, Kyle, we'll start with yours, and then we'll play Sarah's.
Oh, my God. All right.
Okay, now, I want you to listen to the whole thing and enjoy it, okay?
Wow.
Get situated. Get situated. Enjoy the jingles. Because you know how many people in life get jingles, you know, to hit songs? It's fun stuff. Mm-hmm. All right, Kyle, go ahead. Play his. Crank it up a little. Give it some oomph.
Kyle Dunnigan is on the Todd Glass Show. Oh, 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 oh. Kyle Dunnigan is on the Todd Glass Show.
I like it. I think I like it more than Kyle. Make this your phone ring.
Huh?
Make it your phone ring.
I would love that.
Would that be bad?
No.
We'll do it now, Lynn, I think at the end, I don't know. I don't think you're really. Let me hear how you go at the end, because I don't listen to the end usually.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Oh, the show is showy, showy, showy with Kyle Dunnigan. He's on the show. He likes the show because Kyle is on it. Kyle Dunnigan.
All right. Fade that out. Sometimes when Lynn sends me these before you got here, I'll tell you because you probably won't listen to the podcast. when they have my name in them, I'm listening to them on the treadmill, and I thought, if anybody fucking heard me on the treadmill, like, I can't get enough of Todd Glass. And Sarah, yeah. Now this was really, you know, all I asked the difference, maybe it's because you're a lady. Can I say you're a lady?
You can.
I said, put a little time. Put a little backup in
put
it.
A little time?
No, no, no.
Put into some the, time into
put
it.
Put some.
You've got to get the time in.
Give Zara a little, maybe, backup singers.
Know? No way.
Well, a little you would say, harmony. Zara, this could be your ringtone. Here we go. Crank it up. I like to hear it. I like it when it's louder.
Oh, yes, it's Sarah on the Todd Glass Show. I said it's Sarah Silverman on the Todd Glass Show.
I'm in the background, that's
hey,
me.
Hey, it's Sarah Silverman on the Todd Glass Show. Yahoo, it's Sarah Silverman on the Todd Glass Show.
Sarah, you were. Sarah, can I tell the story why I did this?
Why?
I was just going to do your joke. I got raped to this song. Oh. Isn't it true? 2 years ago, I made this when you were on my radio show, and someone broke into your house
and raped me.
Well, this song was playing.
And yeah.
Why? Like, what?
Didn't ruin it. Still holds up. Still just makes you bop your shoulders up and down.
Your jingles—they're not really about. Are you both jingles weren't about us? They're about the guests you have on your show. More
oh
than about us.
God, how dare you?
Don't you think, though?
I think it's funny. How dare you? I say
what?
The Richard Simmons, when Letterman used to make fun of him. How dare you? So, look, it's all good. We got that out of the way. There's every time a post gets moved off this table, we did something.
Happened.
That was something. How are you?
I'm great. I had a great workout thanks to you.
I did. I sent you a little motivational. I recorded the memo. Can you play
you
it?
You should play it. Yeah, I heard it. It's really good.
You know, when I made that, I really thought, like,
I bet
it would help. Like, because if you need, you know, when you get on the treadmill and you need that, like, fucking kick me in the ass, help me. So I sent her this and a voice memo, and then I guess you played it while you were
It's my new ringtone.
He called me, and I picked up almost annoyed as if I, in a million years, you could know that I was busy on the elliptical machine.
I think here's why I thought about that. Because 2 minutes ago I called you and you could tell you were in a hurry and you were on the elliptical machine. And then 20 seconds after we hung up, I sent you the call. So you're probably
right.
Like, what the fuck?
Okay, so then this...
Todd
likes to send me voice memos. He texts voice memos, which is awesome.
Because here's why. If it's more than two words, I can't express myself in a text. But I don't want to necessarily call the person and talk, so I just record something as a memo, and then I text it over.
So
it's fun.
He originally called me, and I go, hey. And he, oh, someone's calling me from Maryland. It must be my Auntie Martha. Oh,
name dropper.
So anyway, I said, I'm on the elliptical machine. And then he's like, oh, sorry, bye. And then I got this text, and this is
I hope
it.
People can hear it.
This is going to help you work out. Go! And two, and three, and four, and fucking move. Dig deeper. What do I mean, dig deeper? Go to another place to fucking let's move. You got it in you.
It gets,
and two,
it really
and three,
is worth playing the whole thing, I think.
Fuck.
What does that mean?
Fuck just means, it doesn't mean fuck, it means...
Fuck, it hurts, but
yes.
Fuck, it's great.
Yes.
That's not bullshit. You got it in you. Let's fucking move on that treadmill. You were getting complacent. Let's go. Two.
Now what's two?
Just anything. Just fuck. Hey, when I was younger, when I was little, we used to call the phone. We dial 222-222-222-222, and a woman would come on and go, the phone number you've reached, 222-222. I swear to God. Mm. And not that I would lie about something so boring. But then I would...
No, it really happened.
It really happened. Then the joke would be I would take the phone and go, hi, I know you guys are busy. And it shows I had the same sense of humor then. I go, because I was like 13 then. I go, could you do an impersonation of a train for my brother, please? All right, thanks. And the 222... That made us laugh. We were 12. Anyway, we'll take a break. So there's that. Hey, I got a question. The answer might be no. I'm trying to do a good job hosting the podcast because the last thing I need is you guys, you know, going back to the comedy community.
Oh, wait. You should call it a Toddcast.
That's really good.
I didn't do that because I thought of that. But then I just thought, I don't know. I just call it the Todd Glass Show. Maybe I don't
I like
want people-
that.
What were we just talking about? We were going somewhere.
You were
going
to say, let me ask you a question. You can say
no. You can say, I don't know if you have an answer. It's like, you know how Oprah, she has her favorite things. Is there an item in your life that you go, fuck, I want everyone to have this?
funny. We were talking about Christmas gifts in the car today.
This is just really awkward.
I mentioned the cashmere blanket as a...
That's expensive, though, isn't it?
It's not.
Oh, you're right. It could be. I didn't mean to.
They're at Costco and places like that where it's
cashmere. Schmazmere.
But cashmere's forever. Mm-hmm. The more you wash it, the more delightfully soft it gets.
No, it is.
Really?
It is comfortable. And I used to not believe, but I didn't really put any thought into like the sheets I bought for my bed. I'm like, who fucking cares, you know? And I still
you're
do that.
In it every night.
Yeah, no, but I'm cheap, so I don't want to spend a lot. So I get like one thread count. It's like burlap bags around my bed because no one sees it. So I don't want it. It doesn't have to spend. Then when I stay at someone's house where they have really like a pillow bed, like my friend Lynn and Teresa, I go to her house. Like every fucking thing you can put on that bed, and you get into it, and you sink in, and it smells good. I'm like, it's nice. As clean as I am, I keep a dirty bed. I'm just kidding.
Don't
I have a filthy
parents.
Bed. So, why did I go off on that tangent?
What is there?
Oh,
stuff. I like comfort.
So, what would you say? So, there's nothing like, oh, you have to get this item for somebody. It's something you bought that made your life easier. It could be an electric potato peeler. Nothing. It's all right, by the way.
What about you, Kyle?
I got a great blender recently that has three blades.
Can't stop talking.
What? Who?
About.
Put echo in her voice, and then when you talk, he doesn't know you. He hears you thinking, like you're talking about the blender. But
I went to Bed Bath, you know.
Oh yeah.
And my old blender, you know, had the one blade at the bottom, and I was making a shake like every day.
Fucking,
you know?
Can't stop talking.
So I was like, hey, why am I bothering making this, you know, having this stress about this shake and spending all this
time
making this shake?
Sarah.
I could get a really good blender and then it'll take me like no time at all. And I'll have my shell. I'll save probably hours of my life over my entire life.
He mentioned the three blades.
Let's say I'm cutting the shake making down in half even. New blender, because I have like three blades now. I guess two-thirds of the shake is being made as the one-third is being made that I used to make with
the
blender.
Is this a bit?
So I get this. It's called the Ninja, it's got to be a great blender if it's called the Ninja, right? That seems like it's pretty fast. And I brought it home, and
I like
fantastic.
It. We're the bailouts. Eddie Pepitone said, you know when a bit's funny? And like, it's funny. You don't have to wind it down. You just, we're the bailouts. You do a bit when it's reached its maximum, boom, we're the bailouts. Anyway, so you got the blender. Okay. I don't really have anything, believe it or not. Although I do have something. I thought about this today when I wrote this question down on a Post-it. Sometimes you know somebody, it doesn't have to be in the business. It could be you have a rich uncle, you know, which I don't have any. I don't have any rich family members. Everybody I know, my uncle left me a lot of money. Great. I got nothing. Everybody dies in my family. They don't even have money to pay for their funeral. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
You know, I was thinking about you the other day because, you know, or did you bring that up also about something else? But you know how you say, like, I used to think people who jiggle their nuts were rich?
Yes, that's true.
I love this story.
That's true.
Did you bring this up?
Yeah, we were talking about it. I don't remember why we brought it. Something we're talking about. You knew a guy was rich, and you saw him do this. That's what you thought. All rich people. Did
I thought it was a sign. Here's what I thought of. It's at least a sign of leisure,
right?
And I was right. See, I'm either that either makes sense in a silly way, or I'm out of my mind. I think
you're right.
Yeah, there's a sign of leisure. If you're the person we saw do it. Well, we went to a swim club, not a country club. We went to a swim club, and the guy who owned it, his name was Mr. Press, and he would always walk around. If Mr. Press said hi to you, it was a big deal. Like, hello, how are you? He was like the Bud Friedman of our swim club. And so he would, he would always be jiggling, not always, but maybe I saw him 10 times do it over 10 years going to the swim club. He'd be jiggling cashews. I thought, that's a sign of leisure if you're jiggling peanuts in your hand. Like, things are going okay for you.
And wouldn't he pop them into his mouth, too? Wasn't that part of it?
I should say he did that, but he didn't. Shut the fuck up. Can I tell that?
Okay. Do you want echo in my voice?
I will. Katie, do me a favor.
Nobody who's trying to make ends meet. Pops a peanut in his mouth.
See, even the way you say it, no one's popping. God damn it, I don't know where the next buck's going to come.
You're not going to risk losing a peanut.
Oh, I know what it was. I'm sorry. Kyle, I'm so sorry. You,
know
you were saying
Look, we'll
you want to risk
later.
What? Oh, it was going to be really good.
No, don't fight. Come on.
No, I know what I was going to say that made me think of
The jiggling the nuts.
Jiggling the nuts. That you thought people who jiggle their nuts in their hand are rich.
Was that the name of your first CD? And don't lie to me.
What? Jiggling
my nuts? Don't be shy.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, is that my oldest sister Susie said recently, and I like made it's so true, but like we grew up in New Hampshire and there weren't other Jewish people, and it also was very Republican. So it's like, to her, she thought being Jewish meant being a Democrat.
Everybody has something like that. I talked about it this weekend, not to sound like name dropping, but what do you do when you get to those situations? I always feel I have to make a joke because people are going to make it. Like a minute, not with you, but if I go Jim Gaffigan, Dave Rath goes, name dropper. So now I think if I preface it, it's going to take that away. But anyway.
Especially if you just go my friend and say the first name, but if it's like, you know, my friend Conan, you know what I mean? It's like, well, just say Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, you may as well. All right, so there's that. That was fun. Moving on. No, I want to address what you just said about the your sister. I wanted to add something to that. Everybody has those. They're, as a full-grown adult, you have one of those things and you're a little off on it, how you said something or a phrase. I thought till I was 30 it was soap bopper. And when somebody hears you, and I heard one last night, someone admitted one they had. They go, I was always saying this.
For what, though?
Soap opera.
Soap opera.
Oh.
On television.
Soap opera.
Yeah, anyway.
Soap.
Bopper.
Oh.
Yeah, and I once thought Fannie Mae was the same people from the candy was the financial institution. But that's understandable.
Same.
They have the same name.
I did too.
I thought that was a subsidiary maybe. They started the candy and then they... All right, enough of that.
What if they started the financial thing and then did an offshoot with chocolate?
Yeah, I did think it wouldn't go that way. Because one's...
We're branching into chocolate and candy-covered mints.
I went to Israel with Sarah to do shows and I met your sister.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just great. One thing that she does that I think is like, I admired her so much when I met her, I wanted to give her a big hug because I fucking love this. It's like I should tell what your sister does and people should go, well, who doesn't do that? You know what I mean? That's the way it should be,
right.
But I can't, I'm going to tell and people don't. Yeah. It's very admirable that they have a once a week appointment. Not because there's any problem. It doesn't even mean – could be even topical things or it could be deep or could
oh my
be whatever.
God, for 20 years now.
An appointment with a family counselor.
Yeah.
Just to keep relationship and healthy understanding, and the kids feel like they're heard, and the mom feels like she's heard. And I thought, God, that can only lead to a healthy family.
Yeah, like, and sometimes mm-hmm. it's like, I just want to take it by myself. Sometimes they go together. Sometimes one of the kids goes instead.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't, you know.
And yeah, so when I met her, I really I was had an affection for her because I really admire that, and that's like that's a great thing to do.
It is funny now that I think about it, not to interrupt, that she is, I don't know if you call a rabbi clergy, but you're supposed to go to your rabbi or your priest for that, but even they go to a shrink. You know, they have a therapist for advice.
We should have it in schools.
What?
There I said it.
Oh, Jesus. I didn't know you were going to be controversial. One more quick thing. So I went to see Sarah's sister. A friend of theirs that's a rabbi, and then he's doing his thing, and he goes, can I have some echo? I like it. He's like, I'm not even exaggerating. He's like this. You know, the whatever they do, the I know I'm not doing a great job, but the, what are they called? The cantors?
Yeah.
Sounds like that. Let's not fool each other. And then he leans over to me without echo and he goes, oh my God, there's a. Can you believe Dr. Ruth sitting right over there? I'm like, right back to business. And I looked over and I saw Dr. Ruth and then I realized she was an amazing person. Like, growing up, you hear her on their air talking about that stuff and there's a giddiness about it. But then when I, for some reason, I looked at her, I went, you're a fucking saint. All that stuff needed to be discussed. And you knew it as an elderly woman back then, even probably in her 60s. You could say elderly. I know 60-year-olds hate to
she
hear that.
She looks exactly the way she looked when I was in high school.
But she knew, like, how frustrating that is to know that you're doing the right thing and the world isn't catching up with you. Like, teach them abstinence. And she was like, yeah, let's. In her own voice, she was basically going, yeah, you want to fucking teach them? It doesn't work. Mm. And I'm an old woman and I know it. So let's fucking teach them how to put on a goddamn condom.
She only said fucking once.
Yeah, she did. Anyway, let me move on, and you have your blender.
My blender story. I'm not done with it.
Oh, are you serious?
It's a lot longer.
Oh my God! No, I don't want to. In real life, what would I do? I love. By the way, there's nothing like playing the sketch where it's like, oh no! I'm sorry. Go. Tell me more about it.
Yeah.
By the way, I've noticed one thing. Repetition when you're listening is funny. Like right now, we're thinking if you talked about your blender for another 3 minutes,
it might be too much.
No. It's always great. always great. Like, trust your instincts and do it, because when you're listening, there's something. And when I'm here, I go, maybe. But then when I listen, not that I always listen. Keep that between us. Fucking edit that out. All right. So that's all good.
Sorry he spoke to you that way, Katie.
all okay. the time.
There is. I got a. Wait. I don't know where to go.
Red Hold Fox.
Do you really want to do that?
I don't know. I'm just looking at a red
Oh,
I'll
tell you. I'll tell you why.
Kyle.
No, you, Kyle. No. nobody. You guys came in and you didn't make fun of the atmosphere. And I wait to see if people do or they don't. So, Kyle, I give you credit. You didn't say. Matter of fact, you complimented it. Some people come in and you learn about somebody. Mm-hmm. Oh, what do you got, a candle lit? My instincts are to go back to being embarrassed. You know what I mean? Like, you know, when you're younger, you know, if somebody, you know, do you light a candle? And you're like, for some reason, oh. So I get like, oh. But now I realize, no. Fucking, yo, here's what I want to say, and I haven't said it yet. If somebody, and by the way, I won't mention their name, but there are people like I really like comedically. But I realize when they make fun of it, you learn one thing about them. They probably have a shitty looking place. Because they don't get atmosphere.
Yeah.
And I don't mean you have to have a lot of money. I remember early in my career going over someone's house that was 23. They had nothing, but they cared what their place looked like. So if somebody mocks atmosphere, and there's people out there that know what I mean. Someone, oh, you got a candle? I'm like, no. Yeah, I have a fucking candle. So Sarah always embraces it. Like if I go somewhere.
I love it.
She goes, get the lighting the way you like it. I don't have to hide and go do it while you're not looking. Which I always get.
I heard you're very good at like setting a mood and lighting and stuff like that.
I'm always surprised people don't do it.
It is. It's crazy that people don't put any value on what their eyes see and their senses take in.
And on a scale, to put it into perspective, let's say 10's the brightest lighting and I like it at a 2. We're not talking about people at like a 3, a 4, a 5. Yeah, I get it. There's some great. I'm talking about fucking 10. Like full-grown adults have people over their house, and I go in there, and I want to walk around and go, lower the lights, dude. No music? What are you, fucking trying to get rid of people? It sounds like you're going, what can we do to get rid of people? Well, when they come, don't play music and leave the lights
on. When the music goes off and the lights go up, that means go home in any other place.
Some people will have music, but they won't have I tape lights at my house because people will come in and raise them.
Oh.
Like when you're out back, someone goes into the kitchen, they need something. So like a fucking maniac, they crank it up to like a fucking, you know, a soup kitchen. And then I come in and I see how bright it is. And here's the first thing I think. How fucking long has it been like this? How fucking long has whoever turned that light up was ruining the mood in the kitchen? Anyway, that's all I got.
You're passionate.
Todd, some of the producers are worried that you're not as relatable as they were hoping.
Oh.
Some people do like lighter. They turn things up just so they can see better.
I see your demographic.
I take a stance. I take a stance on fuck these pricks. And next, I take on the above the ground pool people. You know, they paint the fake pool on the side. You know, they paint the. They have an above ground pool and they paint the ocean on the side, like the pool company. You know, it's like in the paint. It's like a fake.
No, I know.
No one thinks the side of the pool is an ocean. No one looks out the window like goes, oh my God, our neighbors, we live on the ocean. I didn't know we lived on the ocean.
A circular ocean out back.
Yeah. Honey.
Wonderful.
There's a circular ocean.
The neighbors have a little ocean in the backyard.
I didn't know we lived next to the ocean. No, honey, that's the pool. Shut the fuck up. Then he goes outside. He walks up. He goes, shut the fuck up. That looks, the people are there. How you doing, Bill? How you doing? Yeah, fucking thought we lived on the ocean. I came over to look at your pool. No. That's fake ocean. That's not real. I know. I can tell now, but back. He gets closer to the mic. All right.
I don't know where to go next.
Should we just take a nap for like 2 minutes?
Yogurt shop.
I have on The View, they were talking about bullying. The View. They were talking about bullying. And yes, I watch The View sometimes. I think they get a bad. Here's what I think they get a bad rap for, and I'm glad I'm not a woman. By the way, you have to defend what you're not because you can get angrier about it because it's not self-serving. You know, when someone does something, you know, disrespect. You have to defend women. Men need to defend women. White people need to defend black people. If you're not gay, defend gay people because you can be irate about it when it's not you because it's not self-serving. You can get violent about it, but I'm not that mad about this. But it's in that area that better I'm not a woman. I think The View get a bad rap. As far as when they, like, oh, they're yentas, oh, they're, like, that's what they fucking do. Like, they always make it, like, in the, oh, they got into a heated discussion on The View today. Yeah, that's what they fucking do. They're supposed to do that. It's not because things went wrong, but because they're women, it looks like, oh, they're yentas. That's how some people view it. Like, oh, no, they're fucking, they get into great arguments. It's good TV, right?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
What is wrong?
But thank you.
I agree. Kyle, I haven't seen The View in a long time.
I worry.
Look, they can be hens about it, but you're still talking about fucking Barbara Walters saying her opinion.
Yeah,
and the great
Joy Behar, who I
love Joy
me too.
Behar so much.
I'm not kidding you.
I was really bummed when her show got canceled.
I just found out.
I didn't.
Sucks.
I did not know that.
By the way, like whenever I did her show, I've never had more people be like, "I saw you on Joy Behar's show." Like,
I saw you.
You did?
Yes, I taped it on my VHS. What if I still tape things on VHS?
Yeah, I love her.
My favorite things. There we go. You know what I was thinking? I got to play you this, and I want to see what your version of this would be. I heard a commercial. We're going to be Mike and Maddie. I want you. You know, if you don't want to do this, you don't have to do it. It's just all silly
whatever
stuff.
Whatever it is, I want.
I heard
do
a thing. Let me see if I have a funny voice I can put on here. Hold on. Hold on. There we go.
It's Mike and Maddie in the morning.
So I heard a jingle like that
That's
in the car.
Incredible.
I swear to God, it's Mike and Maddie in the morning, and it goes, they're quirky. They're quirky. I swear to God. I swear to George Carlin. So get that Nat King Cole music ready. Like, what would they do that was quirky? Like, what do you think that is means quirky? Like, we don't want Howard Stern, but we don't want boring either. Like, quirky.
It's goofy, but safe. Yeah, quirky.
So be those two in the morning. It could be something so light, yeah, about Thanksgiving. And then they go, we'll be right back right after this. And then we play the song. This would be the Mike and Maddie. They're quirky. They're
okay.
Quirky. Okay?
Are you Mike or am I Mike?
No, you're going to be.
The two of us are Mike
oh,
and
no,
Maddie?
It's a woman. It's a woman. It's Mike and. Oh, it's. Turn, no, not. When they go.
What's happening?
When he goes, when they go, we'll be right back right after this.
Yeah, but you said we'll be right back. Right?
Yeah, but I didn't mean it. Okay. It's Mike and Carol. It's Mike and Carol. Look at my piece of paper.
Oh, Mike and Maddie was, I think, a TV
yes.
show
oh, yeah.
like 18 years ago.
Yeah, so
and
you're.
I remember one, Mike was at Montreal once and I was like, that's Mike from Mike and Maddie.
I always thought it was a big deal growing up if I saw the weather people at the supermarket. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
That was like
big.
A big deal. Yeah.
Oh my God. I used to be in love with Bob Labelle.
What was he?
He was a sports guy from BCN.
Oh, you don't have to be a whore.
I may have not gotten BCN.
I keep thinking Connecticut because it's New England, but it isn't really in the Boston.
Mm.
So you don't watch the same TV shows?
No.
He was the sports.
So it's Mike and Carol. You'll be Carol. You'll be Mike.
Okay.
Okay.
We're quirky.
Okay, you're quirky. Remember, the producer just came in the other day and he said to you guys, hey, by the way, keep being quirky.
Quirky or out of worky? You're like, oh my God.
We better be quirky.
I choose the former.
Now listen up, you two. I want you to be quirky or you're out of worky.
And then they're like, oh, no. That was quirky.
Yeah.
He's quirky, even when he's mad.
Do you think that's a step up? Like, they weren't allowed to be quirky, but then they go, the viewers? It's like the Stern version of quirky. The viewers like quirky.
We got a letter. They said they liked the quirky stuff.
So maybe we should let the guys be more quirky. Okay, so here's the show. You guys are talking, and then you go, we'll be right back, and then this comes on. Like,
can I have an example of quirky?
That's what I'm asking.
Let's try it. Ready?
You want me to do it first?
No. Yeah, here we go. We'll do it.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. Put a little reverb in their voice so it sounds like those AM stations that always keep reverb in their voice. That's why
we'll
I like
probably,
it.
Probably, let's just all assume this is going to be terrible.
Okay.
But
I think
what
can
is that?
You want me to try it first?
Yeah.
Okay,
I feel like
ready?
You got to
okay,
pee
ready?
On this.
No, I don't have any idea, but I think I know where to go. It's quirky, so it's like any sign of... Okay, here we go. Okay, here we go. You ready? All righty. So we're going to... how was your holiday there, Carol?
You know, it was fun. I made the old turkey with the family, and we stuffed it a little too much, I think. I think it stuffed me a little too much.
I hear you. A lot of my family, I'll tell you what, I'm like, they're getting fat. We'll be right back. We'll be right back right after this.
Wait.
That music is
yeah, that would be quirky because I called somebody fat. And
what's
you were
this
like,
music, though?
They play a song.
I thought it was like the promo Mike and Maddie. Okay.
Oh, no,
Mike
no.
Mike and Carol.
That was very quirky, you guys. Mm. Really good.
Mm. Sometimes I say, turn that off. Here's where the moment I'm at right now. I'm thinking this is either fun. Sometimes I have these moments where I go, stop this bit immediately. Then I keep doing it, and it ends up being fun.
This is, can I say
sure.
a note Don't you think? I understand. That's like the, that's the music that you're going to. But they wouldn't just go into it. They'd be like, "Let's leave you with a little Nat King Cole and blah 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 blah."
Got a point.
But if they just cut the commercial, it will go right to Mike and Carol or whatever you did, and that will be more of a button to.
Oh, something was wrong, Todd.
Two. You want to do it again,
Mike and Carol?
Okay.
What'd you do for Thanksgiving, Mike?
Why was that? Oh, you you do.
Oh, my mic now?
Yes.
Hey, Mike, what'd you do for Thanksgiving?
Well, we actually went to Sarah's grandparents' house, and they made a beautiful dish, turkey, some mashed potatoes, a whole 9 yards.
Ooh.
I think it was 9 yards of food.
It's Mike and Carol. They're quirky. The quirky in the morning. It's Mike and Carol.
See? Now, like, let me try it again. So, anyway, we're going to be, it's Christmas music all week here. I know we had a good time last night. We were out there at the Dodge dealership having a great time meeting all our fans.
A great time meeting so many great fans. I had a lot of fun meeting a few people and not so much fun meeting a couple people.
It's Mike and Maddie. They're quirky.
Wait, was I not quirky enough? Is that why you took it back?
Oh, no, I was just trying.
Too much fun. You guys can do guy ones. I'll take
you want to do the ones, two guys, where we get, here's the one I get fired. I get a little too quirky.
Okay.
So, hey, did you have fun over the holiday?
Oh, did I have fun? We went to, we saw a ball game with the family.
Ah, that sounds like a lot of fun. I fucked my grandmother up her ass.
It's Mike and Maddie. They're quirky.
How dare you? That is more than quirky.
You said me quirky.
Dad, what is wrong with you? I tell you to be quirky. He says he fucked his grandmother up the ass, and you sit here looking me in the face telling me that that's quirky? Seriously.
You gotta have, we gotta know what kind of quirky you're talking about, man.
Not fucking grandmother's up the ass, are you shitting me?
Alright, that bit's over.
We're bailing out
this. Alrighty. Alright. Hey, what would you do? Can you, why am I so self-conscious this show? Hold on. By the way, I got some great, alright, the Red Fox. Do you ever hear that? The old, you know when he goes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, ready? It's sometimes it can be fun. I don't want to do that. I don't know what to talk about here. I got some. Oh, the bullying that I saw on The View.
Oh yeah.
So they were saying what you would say to kids if they if like. And I know sometimes you have to think of something. But I was, they go, I would tell my kid to do this, and I was thinking none of this works.
No, you have to go like the kid cries to you, and then you go fuck that guy. He's fat anyway. Is that the healthy thing, Todd?
No, what are you? But there's nothing to tell a kid to tell a bully. Like, what would you do if you had a kid? Seriously, you have a kid, he's getting bullied. Now they're saying, you say, whatever, they all tried to have great ones. Even Whoopi got the closest. Like, they go, your sweater's ugly. Go, oh my God, that's what I, you know, like, I think it's ugly too. My mom makes me wear it. I go, nah, they're still going to, they're going to go, yeah, well, your mom's a whore. It's not going to work. What would you do? Is there anything you could tell your kid? Like, you think, oh, this is a good one to tell someone that's getting bullied.
I always used to tell my young female friend who was in high school. That sounds so weird. Whatever. My ex daughter, whatever. I broke up with my daughter. No, whatever. Young girl in my life. I always told her she should call girls dickless. Because it sounds like you're giving an insult, but it's not. Like, call her friends dickless. But if somebody's picking on you.
You can't do that.
Yeah, but you know, well, I mean, what can you say? The best thing to do is to be hilarious and they'll love you. But you can't just tell your kid, like, just be hilarious like me. I'm hilarious.
What if you tell your kids, you go, well, that's your problem. You're not funny. I'm sorry. It's like there's nothing you do. You can't make someone be funny. They're like, Mom, but I'm. Is there anything you can do? Yeah, move. Move to another show.
I was picked on a little bit by this one guy, Brandon. And then my dad taught me a move. Which I thought was pretty, even as a kid, I was like, huh, you're like.
Like, how old are you when this is happening?
Probably like 9, 8 or 9.
And he taught you like a karate
move?
Like, give
me like he's like, when he, if he goes in to punch you, and then he showed me like to grab his arm and then pull it behind his back. And I did it and it worked.
See, here's why that's amazing to me. Because I would be scared shitless. Even at then, I knew what my abilities were. That ain't going to fucking happen. Like, I'm going to go to do it. He's going to punch me in the face. I won't be able to get it. So you do it, and it's got to feel good to be like, that fucking worked.
Yeah, and I mean, I didn't even do anything else. But just doing that, he'd never bothered me again.
I only got into one fight in my whole life. I swear to God, this is true, to George Carlin. I say I swear to God on the show because comedically. So to George Carlin means I'll never break that. because I thought you have to have something with the audience. Otherwise, they'll, you know, when you really want to say it's true. So there was a kid in our school. I think he was in a – this is the truth. He was in a car accident. That's why. That's the part when I get
You're kidding.
Well,
what do you think people are going to think?
Oh, when I get to that point, they think you bought up – it sounds like I beat up a kid that was in – the mentally challenged kid, but it's not.
Okay.
That's what people usually think. So there was a kid and he was hip. I think something happened, but he was a little mentally challenged. Is that the best way to say it? He wasn't retarded. He was able. You could hold a conversation. He was, I think, slow is sometimes what you would call somebody like that. But
brain
he got
damaged?
It. He knew right from wrong, and he knew. So this other kid, Tim, would go hit Todd, and he would walk up and punch me, and it fucking hurt. You know. So I was like, fuck, you know. And he goes, go do it again. I go, Tim. If you tell them to do it one more time, the worst thing to do is like see that stereotypical flip of someone that's never been into a fight their whole life, because you go ballistic. And I go, Tim, if you tell them to do it again, I'm going to fucking flip the fuck out on you. I knew even at that grade I couldn't flip out on Sandy. I just said his name. So he does it one more time. He punches me in the stomach. And you know what helped me be able to flip out? It fucking hurt again in the stomach, where you're like, God damn it. And I fucking leaped and fucking took Tim down to the ground, choking him. And I remember thinking this. I swear to I'm not going to kill him. But I'm going to get close to where he shits in his pants. I wanted to choke him and with his thumbs and just when he just thought, holy fuck, this is getting scary. Then I'd release, you know. And they finally got me off of him. He got suspended.
Good.
The other kid got suspended. Nothing to me. That's a cool principle. Dr. Rittenmeier.
You know, I know that you're a little nervous when you said Sandy's name. But
he's here.
No, I don't want you to feel bad about it, because there's probably a million boys named Sandy who are retarded. Never know that it's them specifically.
I got a little nervous. He could. What if he listens to the show? Like, he's aware. He'd be like, "That's me. That son of a bitch."
Sounds like he deserved it.
Thank
Just
you.
Just weighing in, my two cents.
I was at the yogurt shop yesterday.
Yeah.
Swear to God. I always swear to God because it sounds like, you know, you would write this in a bad sitcom. There was a guy wanting to see if they paid for the cup. He goes, what about the cup? She goes, we figured out on the scale. Like, they minus it. I'm like, really? Is that what you're fucking worried about? And it turns around and it's Kyle. I couldn't believe it. I didn't want to tell. Is that all right? I told him that.
So I'm embarrassed.
What were you doing?
Just was wondering how much it weighed.
That's gotta be at least, such a Benny Pincher.
It's got to be at least, what, 8 cents? Where were you? Were you at Menchie's? They do the cup way.
Menchie's. Oh.
Great place.
Yeah, I do. I eat as
Remember when we went there and the cake batter was moving so slow?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I do? I fill up the cup and then I take one big bite out of it. Mm-hmm. You know, not that I don't even want to pay for it. I just can't. This is the truth. It has nothing to do with the money. I just can't. I want the ice cream so bad. But it's like when I get bagged candy, you know, where you open up the spout and you let M&Ms fall into a bag. I cannot not eat them until I pay for them. I want them now. I don't want to wait a minute, or could be three if there's people in line, to pay for it and then get my first handful of M&Ms. So I'm eating them. I just wanted to let you both know that.
It's robbery.
It is. I got called out on that at the supermarket once, and I was so what I should have done. I said, you're right. I go, I don't want to be those customers. I think, I swear to God, this is what I said. I overuse that term a lot. I go, I don't want to be one of those customers who did something wrong and you get embarrassed, so you act aggressively. I go, you're right, and I get it. Everyone does that. And he goes, yeah, and he just kept repeating that he could send me in jail till the third time. I went, shut the fuck up. And I'm not going to jail. Like, what I did was wrong and I owned it, but call the police. Call it. Tell them I ate some M&Ms. Go ahead. Tell them. See how fucking quick they get over here. We're in Los Angeles, you dumb fuck.
We got an M&M's.
That's the cop. Did you ever steal anything?
Yeah.
Really? It's.
I'm so embarrassed of myself.
Is it from my house?
I was way too old. I was 18. And the one year I went to college for drama, and I was doing some, I had a scene in class that was where I stole, so I thought it gave me license to like steal in real life. And there's this place called Haney Farms on 8th Street, and the Mr. Haney was so nice and he loved me, but I would go in with, I had my grandpa's winter coat I would wear, and I would just so blatantly steal. Like, I thought it was hilarious that I would, like, walk out looking like Santa Claus. I had so many cookies and cakes and things in my inner pockets, and then I would buy, like, one piece of gum. And then I thought it was hilarious, and then one day... He just looked like he was crying, and he just went, "Why? Why?" as I'm buying my, like, blow pop only.
Oh.
And I was like, "What?" laughing, like, "What?" And I just felt so awful rotten inside. Yeah, and he still didn't, like, open up my coat. He just was sad.
That's worse.
Yeah, but you know what? I deserved that because it's terrible. I don't know what I was... for the life of me, can't relate to the me for to that part of me for those that month or whatever that I thought. I'm acting, and this is my researching it. Well, no, I fucked him.
No, you were right. I'm the dumb guy. No. You were acting. You didn't know. You're like, Todd. No, I do. I was better than that.
And also, me and my friend Michelle Callahan in high school. My friend Michelle Callahan and I would go to Denny's in the middle of the night, and we thought it was okay if we would dine and ditch, like, every weekend at the same restaurant every time. And we thought it was okay because we'd get the check, and then one of us would go to the bathroom with it, put it in our pocket, and then just from the bathroom leave and meet at the car. And we always left a really big tip. So we thought if we left a tip but didn't pay the check, we're only screwing the man, and we didn't want. But then we found out it came out of the waitress's pocket when someone stiffs them, and then we.
And you know what?
Again. But still, it's such a shitty, stupid thing to do.
Well, that's how I want to end the show. Sarah Silverman steal shit. Is that place still open?
Probably.
Yeah, it's
Denny's
in.
No,
to the other place where you were stealing the old guy.
Haney Farms.
You killed him.
He's got to be dead. I mean, this was... No, maybe not.
Did you ever steal anything?
Yeah, I mean, me and, like, some friends were up in, like, Mount Snow. We were, like, skiing.
Oh, my God, I've been to Mount Snow.
Really? Yeah.
All right, break it up.
We wanted to go sledding, but we didn't have a sled, so we decided to build a sled. And there was, like, this, you know... It looked like an abandoned place with, like, tubing and stuff. And we just were piling all this, like, tubing in our truck, and the owner came down. He was almost crying, and we were like,
"Oh Jesus, the both of you!
These are
I feel like
tubes.
You're stealing my story."
I had one time where I
had it under my coat. I had some tubes under my grandpa coat.
Oh my God!
I had this big grandpa coat, and
shut
like
up.
I
love
tubes.
This story. Your stories, can I tell you?
Yeah.
Give me more.
And I had this like blow pop.
Oh my God! You got all these things in your coat,
just, right?
Piled,
and
up.
I felt so bad because he was so nice.
Oh, you? Can I tell you something? You are like a great storyteller. Give me everything.
Well, I was in a play that night. I had to perform,
so you thought
I was under a lot of stress.
You thought you had an excuse to steal?
Well, my character was under a lot of stress.
That's not what I was saying.
What? No, I'm.
This isn't my story.
But notice, I'm more into when he tells it.
Oh, I get the bit.
Oh, Sarah, don't you throw me under the bus. I'll come right
not
over there.
Tonight.
Sometimes one time you felt like you threw me under the bus, but I'll tell you what, you were good right away. Aww. You said something, and you're like, "Oh my God, I'm sorry." It was nice because I needed that. All right. Here's where we're going to go right now. Have you heard that song? No, I don't want to. Why do I love singing? I want to hear something cool.
Yeah.
Play that Paul Anka. Is that okay?
Is that the song you sent me?
Yeah. It's all right. It's not funny. It's not serious. It's just, I love this version of this song.
I love that the YouTube clip is just a photograph of him from the back. It's cool.
Well, it's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk.
Just bongos. Look at Paul Anka. What the fuck?
That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch.
Imagine if you got really maybe high and listened to this.
And it's knowing
and then had a smog machine. A smoke machine. And lasers. And it said, "Paul Anka sings for Todd Glass" on the wall. And you just lay there on the sofa. This is when the orchestra kicks in. I like this. Oh, yes. All right, fade it out. Paul Anka. All right. And it's not I don't know. Well, here's why I played that. I have tickets for Paul Anka, and we're all going to go right now.
No.
Yes,
way.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So soda cans on the table, does that bother you or not for the for dinners?
It doesn't bother me.
I know. It's not going to bother me anymore either, I decided.
That bothers you? Soda can on the table?
Yeah, trying to get my family to not put the soda cans on the table. It's a lot of work. We were talking about it before you guys got here.
Mm.
I just try. It didn't used to bother me, but now it does.
Why do you think it does?
I don't know. I like the way it looks cool. You know, just everything set.
Yeah,
like
visual, yeah.
Maybe in like when you watch something on TV and the way the table looks, you're like, yeah, that's the way it's supposed to look. Not fucking a jug of iced tea. And then a carton of milk, and then 7-Up. What are we, pigs? Let's have a moment of silence. Here's what I want to do. I feel like we need to liven things up here around here. And there's a lot of songs, like for the Christmas people. I'm going to do this through the house system, but I just want, maybe we can have some fun. And I think it'll liven things up. And by the way, here's what I think's happening. I'm always in the moment. I think as we're doing this podcast, you're thinking, it's not really flowing too well. Come on, you're sitting over there both. You know, no, come on. Come, no? Oh, my God, I was thinking that. I was getting nervous. I'm like, it's not, I don't know what bits to do. I get yellow Post-its, but you know what
no,
I learned?
No, it will be tight. You always have a plan.
I hope. I got stuff over here. There's, you know, things.
You're a very exciting, on-the-edge guy. I mean, it's like, you know what I mean?
Well, I was going to ask you guys to sing a song. I thought, they don't want to... I mean with karaoke version of something, but I don't. So let's do this to liven things up. It'll get the blood flowing in the room. Can we do a little? Let's do a little a song. You know, a Jewish, something Jewish. There we go. Dance. I feel better now.
That's incredible.
Guys. All right. That was the best thing anyone's ever done in this room.
I wish people could see that.
You go
I
with
wish
it.
The people
you
at go home with
it.
Yeah.
You know what? We videoed it.
You just said I'm gonna hire two people to dance the Hava Nagila.
No, they were just coming to watch a show, and before the show I said, hey, we're gonna play Hava Nagila. Do you wanna dance? And they said
is
they
that
would.
True?
Yes.
That was so coordinated.
That was we did it once before you got here. I did it 16 times before you got here.
Thank
do
you
it
for
right.
That gift. Thank you for that gift.
It's fun. It's fun to watch people dance. And you know what? At my mom's 70th birthday,
I love watching people dance.
I hired two people to dance. My brother's idea. He was right. It got everyone else to dance. Two people. They worked at the place. I saw them in the afternoon. I said, hey, you guys want to make a little extra money? They were confused. I go, no, you'll just dance. They go, that's it?
And so I did.
You mutter that part? No, wait, what do I have to do? I just have to dance?
I just want you to come out, and when the music starts, just dance.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then you're going to suck my dick.
Oh, and they don't hear that part? Oh, yeah, sure. And then you're no, I said it. You're like, you just dance. That's all you got to do. Just dance.
Suck my dick.
I didn't. You're saying something else. No, I'm not. Just suck my dick. Hey, how about in prison when they go, if they drop the soap, they go, don't drop the soap in prison because they'll... Seriously, I've overthought this, but there's true. How did that even get started? Because if they're going to rape you in prison, they're not worried. The only way that would happen if they went, I want to rape that guy so bad, but I don't want him to think I'm like a pig. And the other guy's like, well, why don't you wait until he's in the shower and drops the soap? You know, the shit happens, you know? He goes, he's going to know. He goes, but you can just fucking say it. Like, oh, you dropped the soap and my dick went up your ass. And that's what, like, they're not going to wait. They're just going
to
rape
you. Yeah, because it's like the bending over is easier than to get your penis in their butt. Like, the bending over is the easy part.
Yeah, it's not like, I want to fuck that guy, but he has not bent over.
He's not in the right position.
Just keeps walking around straight up.
Don't worry, though. Bound to drop the soap.
He is. Hey, is that guy, has he dropped the soap yet?
Like, and they're can't out he just drop anything?
Right. Why
a
is
pencil?
It? Well, you know what? Because
more
maybe
likely.
What? He hasn't dropped anything. Not fuck a pencil. Nothing.
This guy has glue hands.
Yeah. I think he's got Velcro for fingertips. Because God knows, I've been watching him for like a month. He doesn't drop shit. I saw him the other day in the schoolyard or the, whatever, where do they hang out? In the
yard.
In the yard. Mm-hmm. And, I was getting off on a tangent there, something that never happened.
Yeah, that'd be a nightmare if you wanted to rape a juggler in prison and be the worst guy.
You screwed.
Oh, yeah.
All right, listen. Oh, God, it's all fun. There, Red Fox, play the Red Fox thing. I always have fun. It's just, I don't know why I get joy out of the repetition of this. You know, he'd be like, you know that old story, fuck you, I'm not paying. Ladies and gentlemen, put me some reverb in my voice. We all have to do this. Ladies and gentlemen, Red Fox. Oh, fuck. I'm not performing for 40 people. Go fuck yourselves. Is that wrong? I do that at my house over and over again just when I'm by myself. No. I get joy out of it. Ladies and gentlemen, can you do one? You didn't really do
it. Which one?
And the same one. You just do it.
Yeah, sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, Red Fox.
Eight people. I'm not doing my shit for eight people.
Kyle,
what is the scenario? He's about to do an open mic,
and there's only later in his career, and there was only in Vegas.
Vegas, yeah. Okay. In one of the matinee shows, and he comes out, and the music's playing, and there's only 10 people in the audience, and he's just like, "Fuck this!" And he walks off stage, and the band plays the music again,
everything's fine. I always wonder about those urban legends. I'm going to repeat one on the air because I like it. But when you hear stories about Rodney, you're like, I wonder if that's. I'm doing the same podcast. I'm going to repeat it. But someone told me this weekend, because you hear the old ones, but I like to hear new ones. Someone goes, Rodney was at a table gambling. Hey, Rodney, we just got engaged. What do you think? He goes, you both could have done better. I'm like, is that an insult or is that a compliment? Or they're both ugly?
I like your Rodney doing Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah.
Hey. I do it. You know what? If someone asked me to do what I think indirectly you're asking me, I do it. You know when people act modest? They go, oh, I don't want to. Just fucking do it. I like guys that do their bits. Like when someone does impersonations and
Do Donahue. I beg you all the time.
That, I'm saying if I had up-to-date impersonations, that one even I've stopped doing. For a while I would do it, but I've done it on the show. But I stopped doing that. I haven't sold this on the show, though, but people... I used to do Donahue. My brother asked me when I stopped, and I go, there was a night when the laugh was dissipating because people didn't knew who he was, but they hadn't heard his voice in 15 years. And one night, nobody left. Nobody. Literally, nobody. And I did it a year after that. That's what it took. Anyway.
I didn't get to do my Red Fox. I never got to do it.
Here we go. Go ahead. You have to introduce him, the music plays, and then your outro. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Red Fox.
10 people, fuck that shit.
All right, here's what we got. I got this. What time is it? Jesus, I forgot what time it is.
We're at 55 minutes.
Out at,
it's 8:20.
What time did we start?
We've been going for an hour.
Jesus Christ. You know what?
God, it here's felt
what
I like
20 minutes?
20 hours.
No. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to end the show like this. We're going to get some ice cream. We're going to take a break. And then we're going to eat. So we have some ice cream bars in there. And then I don't want to hear Christmas. Winter. What song did I ask before the show that we were going to do, Lynn?
Winter Wonderland.
And we eat our ice cream. Lynn is going to sing Winter Wonderland. And I feel like that would be a good mood. And people at home, you're like, well, people at home, it doesn't matter. You know what? They can go get an ice cream. And then Lynn will sing for them and us. We'll eat ice cream with our people. We eat the ice cream.
That's a great idea.
That's a great idea, Todd. Yeah.
I wanted you to do one of your songs from your...
I'll do a song.
You will?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See?
There you have a guitar?
Yes, we do.
Bring me the guitar.
Lynn has a guitar. All right. I don't know what I'm allowed... Not that, what I'm allowed to talk about, but if it's out of context. But this is a song... You do it because you'll explain it better than me. Is that all right?
Kyle put together a show for that he's, and then I showed it to everybody I know.
No, it's funny. I always say when it's like when you watch something, you want to let the person know that it's really funny because you're always going to try to be supportive. But I thought, how do you let someone know when it was really funny? Like you're not just saying it. So that's the way I say it. I tell them that story that I just told you. Oh, jeez.
I hope I remember that. You guys keep talking. I gotta remember this.
No.
Just little bits and pieces of things. Don't have to go all the way. We don't have to go all the way.
Can
I do my new joke I'm excited about?
Yeah, do you need a cowbell after it? I'm just kidding.
Yes, a cowbell after it would be great, actually.
Oh, okay. Lynn,
sure.
Do you have a cowbell over there?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
I just tried this the other night.
I thought I was joking, but anytime we need a cowbell, I'm happy. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, wait, let me tell Lynn the punchline.
Okay. Oh, well, can't you just cue him with your hands?
Oh, okay.
No, tell me the punchline.
No, no, okay. Well, it's not really jokey, but I just try to go, I try to, like, muster all my sexiness, and I go, like, you guys, oh my God, you guys, I have to admit, sometimes, like, I can have an orgasm from giving a blowjob. And then I go, oh, wait, not a giving a blowjob, taking a shit.
It does help it. the thing, the old school, like I heard Engelbert Humperdinck, and also Dean Martin, he would go, he'd be singing, he goes, ready, Lynn, you ready? He goes, while I'm up here, I'm actually cleaning my oven. Just makes it... I get so nervous at these parties around the holidays. I started having somebody write me, like, just like, these are actually written by Bobby Miyamoto. They're a little banter you can say at parties. Like, if it was, you know, I can walk over. I go, my wife's a horrible cook. She got offered a job at Sizzler. Imagine if somebody had to write these for me. I actually asked Bobby Miyamoto to write me some today. And then our joke became like, you're so boring at parties. You have to, oh, I see you like a little coffee with your cream. And then we're like, what if you hired someone and even theirs got so bad. Like, here's a guy starts writing them for you, but they're not even jokes. Like, they were barely jokes. Hey, let's head over to the punch bowl. See if there's any punch in there, huh? Like, that's how boring you are. You need just for shit like that. So, set up the song that you're going to do.
Will you need a cowbell?
Ooh, yeah. This is a song John Lennon wrote right before he died.
Is this true?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's that in your hand? That's a quick joke.
There, that could have gotten that cowbell a little...
Late on the cowbell.
A little late on the cowbell. Sounds like the SNL bit.
This is just this cowboy singer wrote a song for this girl.
It's a song by Kyle Dunnigan. Here he goes.
You know an onion can make people cry, but there's never been a vegetable that makes you feel incredible. My vegetable is you. So I'll snip it out.
You know what? Is it weird when you hear a song like that supposed to be silly, and then you're like, that's actually nice. These are vegetables, yeah, you.
Calling her a vegetable.
Oh, I didn't realize it that way.
It's a thinker joke.
You want to know a good... Play a song.
It's the opposite of the John Lennon joke I did before it.
Play a song. Play this. You can make any moment sadder. Sometimes it's good to get a good cry. So play the hospital beeping. And like, it's any scene you picture. If somebody's singing a song, you could write anything. You know, baby, and you picture the scene. And I have an idea for a sitcom where every week the husband dreams, or the other way around, that the wife died, and it's the whole episode of how she died. And then he wakes up because, I thought you were dead. He gives her a big hug and go, I got to start appreciating you. Next week, same thing all over again.
Wait,
but anyway, did you follow that?
Not quite.
No, but then he should wake up from that and he's alone and his wife had died like a month ago.
I followed that. I might not have if I was one, you know, bit less alert.
So you want music to that, like background, like, guitar music?
Like, you just picture the scene and the woman's in the hospital. Maybe I should let you know she comes out of the coma. I think it makes it sadder because you know that it's like it's good's going to prevail at the end. So go play that and then you sing it. Just picture this.
Oh, wait, am I singing that song I just sang? Anything
you can picture, you can say anything.
Wait, play the guitar, and I'll sing like what the song would
okay.
be. Over
okay,
it.
Ready? Go ahead, play the beeping.
I just thought of what it could be.
And put reverb in their voice.
Lots of reverb in mine. Well, this looks like sounds like they're jogging. By the way,
well, yeah,
like,
the fire?
Shouldn't their heart be? Shouldn't the heart not be going at a normal rate?
No, they're okay. They're in a coma.
Oh, sorry, I'm embarrassed.
Can you hear my guitar?
I like it a lot.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, jeez.
These mics are very expensive. I only get the best mics.
Saying goodbye.
No, it's good. I like it. Picture it.
Just thought I'd say goodbye. I just have like emo girl music.
It's good.
Just the gotta call you
to say goodbye.
Call you?
I don't know.
He didn't even go by the hospital. He said, hello, can you?
Hello? Could you put me on speakerphone in my wife's room, please? I want to say goodbye to her in a song. I'm going to sing a song for her. Just put me on speaker.
Just thought I'd call to say goodbye.
I'm going to miss you, baby.
Calling the front desk and being put through the PA today to say I'm calling to say goodbye.
This is a good way to appreciate each other. You know, and sometimes what it's a good thing to do is I had a time, even the music in the back. You can turn the beeping off, but can I get a little, I like a little
sure,
bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe a little bit on the drums, a little swishing.
Swishing?
Lynn makes me always feel like he's 100 years old when I, oh my God, you want me to go over there? But I like a little music as we wrap it up. Then we tell this, then we get some ice cream, and then we say goodnight. But like one time I was driving down the street, and a kid ran out. I wasn't drunk. I was paying attention, but a kid ran out, and I almost killed him. I swear to God, you don't know the feeling. My fucking heart. I got out of the car, and I was sweating. I was like, it was very, very emotional because I had to screech on my brakes. He was like half a foot from my car. And then the rest of the day went so easy. It's so easy. It's just because I went, oh my God, I didn't kill a kid. Like, I got my own problems, their problems.
Didn't kill a kid. Didn't kill a kid.
So now when I'm ever having trouble and it's a stressful day, I may pretend that happened and that I did do it. I killed a kid. And I go, oh my God, my life's going to be different forever, whether it's my fault or
not. Killed a kid. What if I kill the kid?
And then when I think, what would your day be like? You thought you had problems. And then I think, oh my God, I didn't kill a kid. And then I enjoy the rest of the day. That's how I enjoy my life.
Didn't kill a kid.
If they bully you at school, you tell them to go fuck themselves. That's what I would tell my kids. You tell them, you go, you want to fuck with me? Now look, they could also punch you and hurt you, but it might scare the shit out of them.
If he bullies you, you say, yeah, well, your dad's poor.
Exactly what you don't want. No, I thought about this. Maybe I'm half kidding. Maybe I'm not. Hire myself out for free. No, not hire myself out. Just do it as a service. Go up to kids. Because you remember when you're little and you're in third grade, a sixth grader looks very big.
Right.
So I go up to the third graders. I go, who's picking on you? Who's the big sixth grader? Because I thought, even if a sixth grader is the biggest one, as an adult, I could beat the shit out of him. And you go, oh, really? And you go up to the sixth grader. Oh, you're bothering this kid? And you fucking pick him up by his shirt. You motherfucker. You touch him again. You sew him. I'll fucking come back. I bet that guy never bothers him again. Right?
Probably not. But he'll bother somebody else because there's probably someone already doing that to him. That's how he does it to other people.
That's true. It's his parents' fault. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to hand out the ice cream, and then we're going to come back. And when we come back, we are going to get your ice cream. We're going to be eating ice cream. We're going to listen to Lynn do a live version of Wonderland, and then we say goodnight, and then we all had fun. So we'll take a break. When you come back, you'll hear Lynn singing, and we'll be eating ice cream with you. Or whatever. Go get a sandwich, a salad.
And
go
to
get a
recap,
snack.
Todd, you know I'm such
show.
A fan.
I know. You're always very nice, Sarah.
You're amazing.
All right. Here we
Pillow
go.
Pillow pants.
I can always... Yeah, no, Sarah, would you still... Now, I had an idea where you have a pants on your pants. They're not pillow material. There's already pants that are pillow material. But on your pants, there's like a built-in pillow. Matter of fact, it even
on
comes out.
On the thigh.
Out. Yeah, on the thigh. And it unzippers, and you can take the pillow out, or you can shove it in when you wash the pants. And then they're called pillow pants. And Sarah said, I love that idea. They're the most selfless... What did you say it was?
They're the most selfless pants, pillow pants, the pants Jesus would wear. Because they're like you sit in the middle on a long car ride, and people can rest on your...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Especially like little kids or even maybe, you know, your girlfriend or if you're a girl, your boyfriend or whatever you fucking do. Whatever you do when you're by yourself. Gross. You said you would give me $5,000 because you said that's a great idea. But I don't know if you're serious or not, but I'm asking you on the podcast.
Okay. I was serious in that moment. I was like, I will give you how come you don't do anything? Pillow pants. That's hilarious. And then you're like, and then I go, I'll give you $5,000 and I own that idea. And then I'm going to make $1 million and I'm not going to give you a fucking penny.
You did say it like that. Because first I made it 2,500. And then when you said that, I go, okay, 5,000. I upped
then, remember somebody sent us a link of like t-shirts that say pillow pants.
No, I never saw that. I totally lie. I never saw it. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Yeah. And I'll edit that out. No one will ever know. pillow pants. No. Yeah, but that was just pillow material. Okay? That was just pillow material. All right. What are you going to do?
It's a teacher that said pillow pants.
Well, you know what? We don't need to talk about that. Okay, we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Can I
pee? Yeah, that was awesome, guys.
All righty. Are we back?
Yeah.
Sounds very professional. Are we back? Hey, guys, thanks for... we're going to put that clip up on YouTube. Thanks for getting up and dancing like that. Sean and Shannon. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you guys are
Hey,
great.
Todd, can I wear my Christmas hair for this song?
Yeah. Lynn today. By the way, we'll take pictures of Lynn with this toupee. He walks around. It didn't make me and him laugh. It makes us giggle. He'll go down there and look at cars while people are looking at cars with the worst toupee in the world on. And it's sort of like not... And he gets close. He knows we're up here, so he'll bend over like right in front of them. And you see people like... But it's like... But it's weird with all the bad toupees that looks better than some people that put effort into it. But look, he always moves it out of his eyes. And I go, what are you doing, Lynn?
I have bangs.
I know, but why do you? Oh, you like he acts like it's annoying him. All right, so thank you guys. We're gonna leave as we eat some ice cream. We all have popsicles. I hope. Did people get theirs? Listening, did you get something? Ooh, you're eating a bowl of beef stew. That's not the same, right, Kyle?
Not very Christmassy.
Kyle, do you have anything you want to plug?
No.
50,000 downloads a week. Oh, 45. I crank it up 5.
Yeah,
ice cream's good.
That's really good.
It's crunchy. No, Kyle.
Hey, Professor. I was gonna say Professor Blastoff, but that's a competing podcast.
I don't care. Oh no, it's all. I know there's guys that are like, don't mention the podcast. No, what's the podcast?
It's called Professor Blastoff. It's with Tig Notaro and David Huntsberger.
Well, I'm sure you should listen to it. So say it again.
Professor Blastoff.
Professor Blastoff. Okay. So Tig has this running bit with me where she looks at me, and whenever I talk at parties, she goes, shh, 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 shh.
Oh, my thing.
That's your thing? That fucking whore.
No. I turn on it. That's our thing from the tour. Remember I was doing that to you and I never stopped?
Oh, that's right. And then she does it. I go, she is just the best. I'll tell you what. But no, but she always looks at me and goes, sure. And then our running bit is that I go to an improv show where you yell out people. Like, you know, name a city. And I yell it out. She turns. She's right in front of me. Shh,
sir.
You know, I think it's sir, she says. Who knows?
No, that's her. She goes, she'll grab your elbow and go, stop it.
All right, but she's out of control. All right, so thank you, everybody. Thank you, Sarah. You know, yeah, no. We're all good. Now, let's do a little Winter Wonderland. It'll be sound nice, and we're going to eat our ice cream, enjoy life, and be nice.
Let's make a stop at his mind.
Here we go.
Is the fire running?
Can you turn out all those lights over there?
Sleigh bells will ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, I am married, we'll say, no man, but you can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and and pretend that he is Parson Brown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman till the other kids knock him down. Later on, we'll conspire as we eat our ice cream by the fire. Face unafraid, the plans that we made. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland. I'm walking in a winter wonderland.
Everybody.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.